Du ignem fidelibus contulisti, novum hunc ignem sanctifica, et concede nobis, ita per Christa Pascalia, celestibus desideris inflammare.
And she told me that at 3 o'clock, the day before the storm, and she said there was something about that sun they had never seen before, it was red. And 3 o'clock, the next morning, over 1,600 people were drowned.
I think somebody recorded winds up 200 miles per hour.
I think that's Fushan.
Fushan 200, 210, 215.
Like a frigate bird. They call that the storm bird, you know, because they didn't know. They just said, well, that's a storm bird. It's true. It was so rough out that it couldn't feed, so it come to shore to feed during the hurricane season. We spent the Betsy in the Coast Guard station. You pray a lot. It's bad. You could see buildings passing down the lane at the Coast Guard station. Had a few horses, you see a horse pass, the tide washing it away. I had a police car, brand new unit, under the station. The next day it was in a Catholic churchyard. But you'd hear that roaring during the night. And then you'd hear something blow up like a freight train. That was somebody's house gone. But you felt bad about leaving all your my people, so to speak. They have to leave everything they own down here and leave to save themselves. So you felt bad about leaving, so you'd stay and try to, you know, if they... help them out a little bit, the best way you can. You know, if they had something in the yard that was going to wash away, you might pick it up, throw it in the house. It's people you knew. I mean, it's all local people she was raised with.
We were in our house, and the water kept coming up. The wind kept coming up. So we moved from there and stayed with an aunt who had a more substantial house that was right next to the Coast Guard station. It's not a town hall, and back in the 1850s, it was Coast Guard station. As the water came up, the Coast Guard came over with one of their big, one of their old-fashioned rowboats. The Coast Guard's been waiting in the water, pushing the boat, and we had several people, a lot of them were really elderly people. We got them in the boat. The Coast Guard waded back and pulled us back to the station. We all rode the storm out in the Coast Guard station.
We didn't even know they had a hurricane. Like 12 o'clock at night, my God, it came. And we was there at home. My mama, daddy was there. We had about 4 or 5 feet of water over there. 6 feet, I don't know. And we spent the night, and we got so scared that the next day, they had some people going up the bayou, so we got in a truck. It was like evacuating after the storm. Blowing, it's raining, you know. It's terrible, you know. And if you know what's coming on, it's even worse, you know.
Caught through 70-mile-an-hour wind over this island. Mm. We had 5 people here. And we had 5 people. I was more worried about the 5 people because I gave them body bags before I left. I said, I'm going to give you a body bag because this is serious. I gave them the keys to the city hall, and it saved them their lives in here.
The storm hit. Of course, they had no warning in those days. My grandmother was pregnant. The waters came. The story that my mother would always tell me was that she was holding a niece or a nephew in her arms, but she could. And my grandfather was trying to hold her up out of the water. And the baby got washed away and drowned. My grandfather couldn't hold her anymore. And she had long black hair, and he the only thing he could treat it that was available was a thorn tree, and he wrapped her hair up in the thorn tree. I mean, he drifted away, he survived, and after the water went down, they went back to, I assume they thought they were going to be cutting down her body, but she was still alive.